Chapter 4. King Henry's Groat. Cecil was a spare, well-made man who usually looked younger than his 40 or so years, but his light blue eyes were not young. They were tired and experienced. "Oh, yes, I know his identity," he said. "His real name is Jack Dawson, or perhaps I should say it was Jack Dawson. He's dead."
"Dead?" I queried.
The knowledgeable eyes became bleak.
"He was an agent working for De Quadra. Jack Daw was a code name, yes. We knew all about him, courtesy of Senor Borghese again. His base was in Windsor, and he worked ostensibly as a peddler with a regular round, but he was always willing to go out of his way to carry letters. He provided a messenger service, as it were. Heaven knows how many people have had their confidential letters quietly inspected by Jack Daw."
"What happened to him?" I asked.
"He lodged with an elderly widow on the outskirts of Windsor, and kept a rowing boat for use on the river. Early in January he set out one evening, after dark, to visit a young woman on the other side of the river. There was an accident. Next day the boat was found overturned, floating, and Jackdaw's body was discovered up against a landing stage downstream near Kingston."
He stopped, and there was a silence.
"Drowned?" I ventured.
"It's hard to say. The body had been much bumped about. One side of the skull was dented in."
Cecil showed signs of discomfort. I guessed that he did not much like discussing such matters with women.
"The landing stage could have done it," he said, "or perhaps not."
I studied the letter once more.
"He says he believes that he has found traces of a scheme to assist the cause and ambitions of Mary Stuart."